Bud Light Big Game Week rolls on. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM, Richmond's home of the Washington Commanders. We've got a former Washington player with us, Brad Edwards, CEO of the NFL alumni. Not just former play. You got right. The ring, you got the words. Right. How special is Super Bowl week each year? Just to go back to that moment.
Yeah, it's just amazing. We were talking about it a minute ago, a little bit of the scope and scale of this thing, and it really brings it front and center or brings it home to you about how big that is, because you see it on its sort of grandest scale from behind the scenes or off the field. Obviously I played on the field and see it, you know, from both lenses, but yeah, it's just so huge, and it's so much fun to be a part of it, and because of, you know, now representing all former players.
Yeah,
and, you know, we love them all.
Big group.
Yeah, it's a big group, and a lot of loyalties. And you know, I like to say I got to be somewhat fairly agnostic, but I love love Washington. but it does bring it home, those memories of and how special that game was and that experience for me. And you know, as the seconds ticked off the clock, I'll never forget. It's such an amazing experience. We knew we had won the game. It was 37-24. The Bills were out of timeouts. The final seconds are ticking off, and they start playing. The confetti starts falling, and they start playing "I'm Proud to Be an American" on the PA system, and I'm just like, does it get any better than this? Is this the top of the mountain? And it just was an amazing experience. So being around this again always reminds me of those kind of special moments as a player.
That's really cool. Yeah. And now what do you do in the new role connecting the alumni?
Yeah, we kind of live in that space between the league on one side and all they do and the union on the other. And we wake up in the morning, go to bed at night thinking about former players and how to benefit them. A lot of it's healthcare related. Filling in the gaps of care that they may or may not have, or may have, or being directing them to where those services are, either in the league or the union or somewhere like that, and it is a complex ecosystem of benefits that are provided. So finding them half the time is a challenge.
Sure.
So we'll serve in that role, helping them connect with each other around chapters. We've got 37 chapters, 38 chapters around the country, thousands of former players, cheerleaders, coaches, front office staff, and so that's on one side. The whole other piece of what we do is around a 501c3, and we do all the infrastructure, facilitate all our chapters to do the philanthropic work they want to do at a local level, and we raise on average a little north of $1 million a year for third party charities and impact tens of thousands of kids and community, their family members on an annual basis through food assistance programs, childhood literacy programs, mentor programs, a lot of determinant of health programs, a lot of campaigns. CDC is probably our biggest partner. We've got a lot of big campaign that we're kicking off now around cancer. We've got a big shingles campaign that's going on, an awareness campaign, a fatherhood campaign that's happening, that's getting ready to kick off as well. So we bring our players in as beacons of trust and inspiration, to promote those messages, and then we amplify that out from an awareness perspective, and we get billions of impressions, off of that. And these guys, their hearts are just huge for, wanting to do things, philanthropically back into their local communities.
Important work off a big platform that these guys
100%
have built. Brad Edwards joins us. Part of the fun this week for me has been everybody sits in your chair from across the country. I say, how about those Commanders?
Right.
And they say, wow, what a story. I love Dan Quinn or Jayden Daniels. It's extra special for you because you know what it means to the town to be back where we are here.
It really is. And as the season, as it progressed, obviously early on was a little bit rocky, but they were finding ways to win games, early on. And then it really started to come together. You could see that starting to happen. And down the stretch, they were just a giant killer. It's really
last-second giant killer.
They really were. And when I saw Jayden Daniels against Cincinnati hit that throw to Terry McLaurin in the corner of the end zone, the poise, the progression, a clutch moment like that, the ball placement, I went, that's it.
That's the kid.
That's it. That's the kid. And that's such an anchor piece of what you're doing. And it just, life is better in the DMV on a Monday morning when Washington wins. It just is what it is. And there's so much pent-up demand within the, at least the DMV, you know, in the Beltway, certainly is you're feeling it all the way to Richmond.
No question.
There's just so many fans around that are really wanting and thirsting for and, you know, for that franchise to do what it's doing. And it's
wearing
just so
the
much
gear
fun.
Again, so, yeah. Having the pride.
You're at the grocery store, and, you know, I go to my daughter's, who's eight, and I go to her basketball practice, and all the dads, everybody's got Commanders jerseys on and Jane Daniels jerseys on, and it's just so much fun to see that. So it's fun.
It's a fantastic
stuff means time. Stuff to people is what you really see, no matter where you are, what market you're in or what team you pull for. It and you saw that with Detroit.
Yes.
You know, and I really, you know, felt, I mean, you saw people in tears.
Yes.
After that game.
They've been waiting a while.
They have.
They're still waiting. Buffalo, too. I do a Bills-Lions Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. So,
anytime.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, a lot of
just bring
excitement.
Them both in and
right.
Make sure we get a winner, out of that. Brad Edwards joins us here on the Fan, NFL alumni. But also, I want to ask you about everything. I want to ask you about college sports.
Yeah, right.
You spent a lot of time.
There's nothing going on there. that is such the most boring place I've ever seen in my life. Could they just get something, you know, some change there?
I ask you today, and I'll have to ask you again tomorrow when everything changes
100%.
Again. you were George Mason, you know, as the AD, and obviously we're VCU down in Richmond. But you know, how do the Masons and VCUs of the world hang and stay competitive in this new environment?
It was hard enough to start with, you know, and both sort of had, you know, caught lightning in a bottle a little bit, which is what you almost have to do is, you know, when you're in that tier of programs, and you're not far out, you know, it's on the basketball side, you're not far outside of the Power Four, but you're outside, and we're in an environment today where not just being outside of the Power Four, but being outside of the top half of the SEC or Big Ten, do you have a chance? You know, you could be at a school that's got a $120, $140 million budget, and you're competing against somebody who's got a $250 million budget. I mean, that's how do you do that? And it's I think that's just a reality of the have and have-nots and the separation of that and how much harder that you're going to have to work to try to do what in most reasonable circles can't be done.
Yeah, the gap in money is not going anywhere either,
obviously. And money does matter. You know, in today's, the way the rules are today, it matters. And
tomorrow we'll find out.
Yeah, right, tomorrow. I'll call you in the morning. I'll call you midnight, see what changed.
Yep. It's but when you were at Mason, too, you – the lightning in the bottle, you catch it, and then you try to ride that. It's taken them good places, you know.
It's kept them. Really, really is impactful, you know, certainly in those first couple of, you know, runs. It does impact your institution. And, and we tried to get out ahead of it. You know, Ed McLaughlin was tremendous. You know, a group of us, you know, got together, and Ed really led a lot of that work around NIL. But I was saying that 20 years ago when I came out of the NFL, because I'd lived that life of free agency, licensing, group licensing. You know, I'd seen NIL. I'd seen all that stuff. It actually made a comment in the first SEC AD meeting I went to. I was senior associate AD there. Was one of my first jobs in college sports. And I made some comment. You know, it was 2 years out of the league, made some comment of we have the stadiums, we have the players, we've got the fans, the TV contracts. Basically, why don't we go do our own thing? Why are we sharing money?
Sure.
At the time, and I essentially got told to sit down and shut the you-know-what up. You know, like, so there are a lot of ways in my life that I get it because I lived it.
Yes.
And then we tried to get out ahead of it as far as we could. And we had some great friends at, you know, Mason and VCU's done a good job, and you know, some of the other A-10 schools there, you know, are really trying to get aggressive and, you know, try to keep their, you know, their hold on their place in the universe.
And in football world, we're seeing more kids stay because there's money in the system.
That's
and
right.
Come out, you know, fourth year, fifth year.
Right. You got a rookie wage scale. You make more money.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. If you're a mid-major, you know, I tell a kid, hey, go to like a MAC school and be an all-star and then sign a huge
Watching. They're watching every week. They're scouting.
They're watching, and if you – that's the problem. If you have a really good player And you can't blame the player. No. They have to do it, and they're going to move up.
We all would.
Yeah, we all would. We'd all do it.
Absolutely. Brad Edwards joining us here on The Fan, chatting all things around the Super Bowl here. What's your weekend look like? I would imagine this is the Super Bowl of events
for the alumni. It is our busiest week for sure. All of our partners, our major partners, you know, we come together, and there are a lot of opportunities for them to activate, and you know, not only here at Radio Row, which is amazing, and huge this year too. Yeah, it's huge, but there's a number of networking events that happen, and parties, and certainly tailgates and the game, and it's just a wonderful event to be able to do that. And so my goal is not to lose my voice by Friday every year. I talked to my wife this morning. She said, "It's day two. You're already raspy. So I don't know how you guys. What should I do? Is it lemon or why? I don't know what it is."
We were in Vegas last year.
Right.
My Friday show does not sound pristine if you go back and listen to it. we're holding up this year, though. They got hot water.
You're doing well.
Water and honey upstairs. Yep, okay. that is it.
That's the secret sauce, right there.
That's how you do it.
I just want to sound like you when I grow up.
Well, thank you for making some time for us. Website or anything you want to
tell people about? Yeah, NFLalumni.org. NFLalumni.org.
Fantastic.
Join. You can join as an associate member. You are a fan of the game.
I am a fan of the game.
Yeah, you're a fan of the game. If you're a fan of the game, you can join as an associate member.
Big fan.
So we'd love to have you. Tax deductible.
There we go. Brad Edwards making the pitch. I love it. We're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.